Books on Tape presents Gone for Good by Harlan Coben, read by Jonathan Mayrose. Chapter 1. 3 days before her death, my mother told me, these weren't her last words, but they were pretty close, that my brother was still alive. That was all, she said. She didn't elaborate. She said it only once. And she wasn't doing very well. Morphine had already applied its endgame heart squeeze. Her skin was in that cusp between jaundice and fading summer tan. Her eyes had sunken deep into her skull. She slept most of the time. She would, in fact, have only one more lucid moment, if indeed this had been a lucid moment, which I very much doubted. And that would be a chance for me to tell her that she had been a wonderful mother, that I loved her very much, and goodbye. We never said anything about my brother. That didn't mean we weren't thinking about him, as though he were sitting bedside, too. He's alive. Those were her exact words. And if they were true, I didn't know if it would be a good thing or bad. We buried my mother 4 days later. When we returned to the house to sit Shiva, my father stormed through the semi-shag in the living room. His face was red with rage. I was there, of course. My sister Melissa had flown in from Seattle with her husband, Ralph. Aunt Selma and Uncle Murray paced. Sheila, my soulmate, sat next to me and held my hand. That was pretty much the sum total. There was only one flower arrangement, a wonderful monster of a thing. Sheila smiled and squeezed my hand when she saw the card. No words, no message, just a drawing resembling a foursquare.